You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Once we get rolling, you know, it's $680 a day to fill the truck up. So food and stuff out there on the road, it adds up, but it's just kind of a necessity right now. We need to do this for our country.
I stand up for freedom. I don't feel like what the government's trying to enforce with vaccinations and overinflating everything. I don't feel it's right. I feel like things need to go back to a more simple way of life, I guess.
A more simple way of life, which means basically stop all the restrictions, the mandates, and everything else that's been imposed on us under the guise of we've got to lock down because of COVID. There was a reason to do so in the beginning, but that was supposed to be, what, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? We went into 2 years. We finally have most states all lifting mask mandates everywhere except for Hawaii. Well, these truckers you were just listening to, as far as I know, none of them will be driving from Hawaii to get here. This February 23, 2022, we are live streaming right now at Larry Connors USA YouTube. And I'm saying that, yeah, it is. I had to double check it because I was getting ready to post something to promote today's program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. And suddenly I got a warning from Facebook. You're not going to be allowed to post anything for 24 hours because of you violated our content. They don't explain how. But if I want to appeal, I can appeal to them. Like, what good is that going to do? I think it's now open. I have no idea what we did yesterday that was different. But it's just another example of big tech deciding they didn't like something a conservative said. Let your friends and neighbors know we're on the air. I'm going to try to get it out again on a post here shortly, but we are live streaming. If you want to watch live right now, watch the program at Larry Connors USA YouTube. Larry Connors USA YouTube. And, of course, we have our app in process, KXEN1010AM.com. KXEN1010AM.com. I'll try to get that actually up on the board for us if I can get in. I have no idea what's going on. So we now have the Let Freedom Roll. That's the slogan of the People's Convoy set to depart from California on the way to D.C., protesting coronavirus mandates, calling for an end to Joe Biden's emergency declaration, the rest of it. Oh, and get this. Already, the liberal media is quickly trying to spin. You know why you're going to pay more for gas? You know why you're paying more for the grocery store? It's Ukraine. Putin's actions in Ukraine. You know, and I know, and they know, but they think you don't know. We've been doing that before Ukraine. That is, of course, a big story. We're going to be getting into that and some of the major things and Biden putting in his sanctions. Are you aware, if he's talking about sanctions, he has made us also energy dependent upon Russia by shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, immediately canceling federal drilling rights we had. He shut them all down. You know, last year between January 21 and November 21, the U.S., which was an exporter of oil and gas, energy independent, we exported 232 billion barrels of oil from Russia. And we imposed sanctions on them. Well, what do you think they might do? We're going to be joined by Fred Flights, former U.S. government official serving as vice chairman now of the America First Policy Institute for American Security. previously serving as Chief of Staff, Executive Secretary of the National Security Council. I want to get his take on Ukraine and are these sanctions going to mean anything when they're done? We're going to get into that. And we're also going to get into, I want to take you back to a summit when Trump was in Brussels for a NATO summit. And he got chastised by the liberal media and other countries because he was saying, we're going to pull out of NATO if the other countries don't pay their share. He said, I'm here to represent America. You guys aren't paying your share. NATO really, the NATO chief appreciated it because they got more money. Well, listen, we got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belong to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community. Over the last few months, we've coordinated closely with our NATO allies and partners in Europe and around the world to prepare that response. We've said all along, and I've told Putin to his face more than a month ago, that we would act together. And the moment Russia moved against Ukraine, Russia has now undeniably moved against Ukraine by declaring these independent states. So today, I'm announcing the first tranche of sanctions to impose costs on Russia in response to their actions yesterday.
So, that was President Biden yesterday. That was part of the speech he was giving as we were wrapping up yesterday's program. We did not have a chance at that time to actually pull specific remarks, so that's why we're doing it now. But I love his opening remarks. What in the Lord's name gave Putin the thought that he could do this? I'll tell you what in the Lord's name gave him this idea. Your inability to be a commander-in-chief. He watched how you handled Afghanistan, the debacle of trying to pull out, leaving Americans behind when you said you wouldn't, bringing thousands of Afghans to the U.S. without being properly vetted. You've opened up our entire southern border. Our country is possibly overrun by jihadists right now. We won't know until someday a call will be made, and then they will go into action, and then we'll realize. And maybe not all of them on one day. What in God's name? You, Biden, you're the one who opened the door. And on top of that, you're not really showing any strength anyway. I mean, your remarks the other day Mr. Biden, your remarks the other day that if there's a, what was the term, incursion or something like that, that basically said the door is open as long as it's just a minor incursion, it's not a full run at us. Now, with that in mind, I need to bring you up to speed to something I just saw pop up. I'm trying to balance several things. I'll be honest with you right now because I'm still trying to get stuff posted for us on Facebook, promoting for our audience. If you're listening, make sure you get to your friends and family. Know that we are live streaming at Larry Connors USA Facebook. That's working. And let them know they can listen at KXEN 1010 AM or 100.7 FM. And our app, our online is KXEN1010AM.com. I'm trying to get it posted. Well, often we do, but for some reason I keep getting notices from YouTube. We did something that violated some standard. Have no idea what it is. But I need to bring you up to speed on Russia right now and Ukraine. U.S. is warning. This is the way it's written. The U.S. is warning that Russia ready to bring overwhelming might of the sickle and hammer down on Ukraine. That's part of a live update coming out of D.C. The Ukraine Ministry of Foreign Affairs is warning citizens across the border in Russia to depart immediately. In other words, Ukrainians who are in Russia, you need to get out of Russia. Russia now apparently has, according to the U.S., 190,000 troops along the Ukrainian border. That'd be to the north primarily, Belarus, but also adjacent to Russia. And they've got ships in the Black Sea just below Ukraine. The UN foreign minister telling the United Nations today in New York, and I'm quoting, "We are at a critical juncture in world history, and our actions today will define it for decades to come." Word from a U.S. senior official saying that Russian troops, quote, arrayed around Ukraine and Belarus are as ready as they can be. We believe that he, Mr. Putin, and his forces are as ready as they can be. They have uncoiled. They're ready to go. It is our assessment he's fully prepared to conduct a large-scale invasion. That's a likely option. We would assess that about 80% of their forces are in what we consider forward positions ready to go. They are, we know, being at Belarus, they're less than 2 hours from Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. We had a U.S. embassy there. We still have a facility, but we have moved the personnel to the far western edge of Ukraine. And, in fact, they're not allowed to spend the nights there. They have to go into a neighboring country, I think into Poland or some other country that's a NATO country. This is not just saber-rattling. And we have breakaway republics inside Ukraine that have been already having fights with Ukrainian troops. And these breakaway republics that just yesterday the Russian President Premier Putin declared as part of Russia, they have already been battling some Ukrainian forces. They're being supplied munitions and equipment from Russia at this point. And yet, what are we doing about it? Well, President Biden yesterday, in such a weak, almost, are you awake? Hello, 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 are you awake in there, Biden? He started telling us what sanctions he's going to do, and this will whip Putin back into shape. Listen to this.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing. It can no longer raise money from the West and cannot trade in its new debt markets or European markets either. We'll also impose sanctions on Russia's elites and their family members. They share in the corrupt gains of the Kremlin policies. And because of Russia's actions, we've worked with Germany to ensure Nord Stream 2 will not, as I promised, will not move forward.
He says it will not move forward. So far, it appears the Germans have not fully certified the pipeline. That's that 750-mile pipeline laid under the Baltic Sea. Depths range from 180 to 200 feet, and that delivers oil directly from Russia to Germany from the northwestern part of Russia through the pipeline under the Baltic Sea to Germany and northeastern part of Germany, and they're estimating that it was going to supply 50% of their fuel going forward. That was what they were expecting. And they were going to be paying the Russians $15 billion a year just to supply Germany. Russia's also supplying other European countries. I had a guest on last week. He made it very clear that when he was with the Reagan administration, we warned these European countries, don't become energy dependent upon Russia. And another reason for us to become energy dependent, independent, so then we could help those countries and make sure we were okay. I read in the monologue, I'm going to be repeating it again, and I'm not going to let it stop. I mean, Russia is already a major supply of oil to the U.S. according to Forbes. How much? January to November last year, $232 billion. I'm sorry, let me correct that. 232 billion barrels of oil. So Biden's trying to get all these oil producers that he wanted to shut down, we're going to go away from fossil fuels, he's trying to get them to ramp up again. Never should have done some of the actions he's taken, and now he thinks they can just turn a spigot and the oil's going to be there. Well, in Germany it will be, and we'll see how long they hold on to their sanctions. Tucker Carlson had a great piece last night talking about Ukraine, and this is where it comes down to Americans and you. Please listen.
How will this conflict affect you? Will affect you quite a bit, actually. Energy prices in the United States are about to go way up, and that means that everything you buy will become much more expensive, from the food you eat to the car you drive to tickets you need to take your family on vacation this summer, assuming you can still afford vacation by then. You're about to become measurably poorer. That's not a guess. Joe Biden has admitted this. On the other hand, you're going to win an important moral victory against dastardly old Vladimir Putin, who is much, much worse than Justin Trudeau, just so you know. So you can feel good about that because, let's see, come to think of it, why would you feel good about that? It seems like a pretty terrible deal for you and for the United States. Hunter Biden gets $1 million a year from Ukraine, but you can no longer afford to go out to dinner.
Good point, Tucker Carlson. Now, I mentioned the oil imports from Russia. And watch how quickly this thing is spinning right now, especially on the state-controlled media, such as, for instance, CBS pointing out. The story reads, on a tweet from CBS, the U.S. economy has been hit with increased gas prices, inflation, supply chain issues due to the Ukraine crisis. That is a bunch of BS. We were already dealing with increased gas prices, were we not? We were already dealing with inflation, 40-year high. And in fact, last month created still another high of an inflation, now above 7.5% and climbing. And supply chain issues were already in place before Ukraine. But CBS wants to tell you that the issue is the conflict between Russia and Ukraine has nothing to do with what Biden has or has not been doing. Yesterday, Trump made some remarks about Putin on the Buck Sexton and Clay Travis program. That's a fill-in, the two guys, two of them they named in place of Limbaugh for right now. And his remarks quickly got misinterpreted. But let me let you hear it clearly first, what Trump had to say about Putin.
So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace all right. No, but think of it. Here's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well. Very, very well.
He says, I know him very well. Well, now, when he made those remarks, everybody said, oh, he's praising Putin. Once again, it shows he loves Putin. No. He made it very clear Putin didn't do any of that stuff when I was in office. But he said, yeah, what he has done, yeah, he's kind of an act of genius. But it didn't take long for all the state-controlled media to attack President Trump and make it appear that he was sending a message to Republicans that, you know, we are playing into Putin's hands. In other words, he's trying to praise Putin when he's really telling them, it didn't happen when I was there, it's happening now, and he's a genius for doing it now because I'm not in there. But you've got a guy like Vindman. You remember Vindman, who was part of the original the collusion, Russian collusion story? He's now a U.S. ambassador for us to the U.N., and he wants to quickly also condemn Trump. Listen.
I think these folks, these right-wing pundits and the GOP that supports him really, frankly, have blood on their hands because they're encouraging and enticing this kind of opportunism from Putin. And it's not just kind of plain rhetoric and like you could say something without consequences, like too often happens in the United States. This has real consequences, and people are going to die because of this.
Yeah. Boots on the ground in Ukraine? I'm not for that. But John Bolton has some remarks. I want you to hear his statement. We got a lot to cover still. Lock and load. We're here.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Do you think that U.S. forces should actually go in to defend Ukraine?
Well, I think it's probably too late for that now, but I would say this. The red line between being a treaty ally of the United States and not being one is significant. But the issue, as in all issues like this, is would a Russian invasion and takeover of Ukraine adversely affect American national security and that of its NATO allies? The answer to that's absolutely yes. We did not act appropriately early. I think we should have had more American forces in Ukraine, not to fight the Russians, but to train with the Ukrainians and to show those Russian generals looking across the border and seeing American flags. I wonder what that means. Biden took that off the table, saying there would be no American forces involved, and he got nothing for it.
That's the key point. That is John Bolton, who had formerly been with the Trump administration, National Security Advisor. And the point being that if you're going to telegraph everything, then you're not going to get anything in return. I don't want U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine protecting their border when we have our border wide open. But you got Democrats, oh my God, we got to protect Ukraine from Russia. Russia can come across in Mexico if they choose, the way we're doing it right now. You got lawmakers now ranging from the far left squad to the far right Freedom Caucus joining together to call on Biden to receive authorization from Congress before involving U.S. forces in the Russian-Ukraine conflict. I would agree with that. Let's get a clear say on it. But when Bolton points out, he said, we're not going to have any boots there, but we wouldn't even send in, quote, advisors. That's how we kind of ended up getting into Vietnam, if you remember, advisors, and they ended up in combat situations, but at least to be there to train and so forth, and then when it starts breaking loose and move them out. Of course, it's easy to say, then the fact is, would they get out in time? Senator Graham is one of those who also thinks that we got an issue that he in a way suggests that Trump is also to blame. It's kind of hard. I'm just going to let you hear and you decide what he's trying to say.
I'd like to go after Putin and his cronies as hard as we can. I would like to make life miserable for Putin and those who support him, because if we don't, other bad actors are going to move quickly in other areas.
Now, I don't hear in there a condemnation of Trump's remarks saying that Putin's a genius for what he's doing right now. But the undertone is there if you listen to the state-controlled media. As I told you, they quickly started spinning it up and saying that by the fact that Trump was praising Putin's dismembering of an independent, Democrat, sovereign Ukraine as an act of genius, basically suggesting he gave him the okay and it's all right. That's not true at all. Not at all true. In fact, Trump had said yesterday he knew Putin always wanted to take over Ukraine, but as Trump being president, he refused to let it happen. He said, I knew he always wanted Ukraine. I used to talk to him about it, but it's not going to happen. I'm looking at all these other stories that are along the same line that everything wants to put the blame on on Trump for what's happening right now. There is no justification. The Atlantic's writer, Ann Applebaum, writes, much of the fault for the mounting Russian-Ukraine conflict lies with former President Donald Trump. There's no specification. There's no explanation. There's nothing to back it up other than a telephone call with the Ukrainian president that supposedly led to, quote, the impeachment of Trump. My guest coming up, Fred Flights, years in Intel service, will help us break down some of this stuff behind the scenes. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times before. He's an expert when it comes to intel information. Now the vice chair of the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security, previously chief of staff, executive secretary of the National Security Council during the administration of U.S. President Trump, May-October 2018, former CIA analyst. Fred Flights, welcome aboard again, sir.
Hey, Larry, good to be here.
Well, I tell you what, first of all, let me just get your first quick broad brush stroke of Ukraine-Russia situation as it stands right now.
Well, I think it's likely that Putin is going to take two provinces as make them so-called independent states with Russian troops. The Russian rebels already control about a third of Donetsk and Luhansk, and I think the Russian army is going to take the other two-thirds. The fight might be fairly bloody, and I'm worried that if Russia tries to do that, there could be attacks elsewhere in Ukraine in support of of this Russian offensive. I don't think right now that Russia is going to invade the rest of Ukraine. Many of my colleagues and fellow experts disagree, at least not yet. My guess is that Putin is going to do this and see what the international reaction is, and there could be further invasions in the future.
All right, so what the U.S. Intel Senior Defense Anonymous reports coming out are saying that we would assess that about 80% of Russian forces are in place, forward positions ready to go. We hope we're wrong about this. Russia has now 190,000 troops along the Ukrainian border, and lawmakers are now urging Biden to get any congressional approval before stationing U.S. troops in Ukraine. We have none there, unless they're still there, is guarding the embassy facility in the western edge of Ukraine, I understand, right now. Your former, the former NSA advisor for Trump, also, not NSA, I'm drawing a blank on the title right now, John Bolton.
Security Council.
Yeah, thank you. John Bolton was asked about us going in. He said, well, it'd be too late now. We blew opportunities. We should have at least had people in there as advisors to be seen and waving the U.S. flag, so maybe it'd make Putin think twice. But Biden said, we're not going to put any troops in there. He said, so he took it off the table and got nothing in return. Your thoughts on that approach?
I don't want to see American troops sent into areas where we have no strategic interest. We're not the world policemen. I think we should use moral persuasion and diplomacy and sanctions to convince Putin not to move in. I see isolating Russia, but the American people are tired of the U.S. sending the troops in conflicts where we have no business. We want to defend the rule of law, the sovereignty of states. That's all good, all well and good. Why does the U.S. have to send troops in a situation like this? Why don't the Europeans do it? The fact is we have to draw a line somewhere, and I don't want to see American soldiers dying in Ukraine, and I do not want to risk a war with Russia, which has the largest nuclear arsenal on Earth. So John Bolton's a great guy, and he's an old friend, but on this one, he's wrong.
Well, I didn't hear him saying we should be there. He said we missed the opportunity to have them in Ukraine just flying the flag and well in advance of this happening, not saying necessarily we should be there then, at least the bite I heard from him. Now, lawmakers, bipartisan, far left and far right, telling Biden you're going to need congressional approval if you're going to send U.S. troops in there. That I would agree with, but I don't know that he would do it anyway. Your thought?
It looks like Biden, although Biden has many faults, but it looks like he has the sense to realize that he can't send troops into Ukraine, and I don't expect that he will.
So how much is he to blame for us being in this situation by his remarks about it? Well, if it's just a minor incursion, kind of open the door to say, door's open, come on through, we'll decide when it's a minor incursion, when it's a full invasion. How much does he contribute to that?
Well, the Ukrainians are not happy with him that he made that remark, that if there was a so-called minor incursion, there could be a much less robust U.S. response. But I think this whole crisis is a result of a year of weakness by Biden, the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, and unserious foreign policy obsessed with climate change. And this has emboldened their enemies and led them to believe that they can try things, they can engage in adventurism that they wouldn't have tried under a competent and decisive U.S. president, which Biden is not.
Excellent point. Now I want to draw that out. Folks, we are broadcasting live streaming at Larry Connors USA live stream. That's still up. Facebook has shut down our other platform for something we did yesterday. I have no idea what it was. Just sent notice and said, we can't post. It's amazing to me. I'll discuss that with the audience later after we finish with you. I don't want to spend your time on it. But what we are getting is that Trump did say yesterday that he knew Putin always wanted to take over Ukraine. He said, I used to talk to him about it, but told him it's not going to happen. So you're right. Obama, Biden, and before Obama, Putin still wanted to do it. No, he did not dare against any president until now. Why?
You know, there's another element here that we don't like to talk about, and that is I think Putin demands a certain level of respect. And constantly threatening him with sanctions and drawing red lines and saying he's a killer isn't accomplishing anything. These are all things that Joe Biden's doing. When we draw red lines and Putin ignores them, and if we threaten him with the worst sanctions ever and he just ignores them, our credibility has been hurt. We should not do things like that. Trump realized that as bad as Putin is, it's better to try to draw him in as a power we need to deal with than simply isolate him as an enemy who we're not going to talk to and mock.
But, of course, that gave the left more reason to say, see, they're such close friends, it had to be Russian collusion. We went all through that for 2 years. And right now, I've got here a story in front of me. CNN is saying it took only 24 hours for Donald Trump to praise Putin, dismembering Ukraine, and saying he was an act of genius, basically saying Trump is responsible for it.
Yeah, the Washington Post, Eugene Robinson ran an op-ed yesterday that Putin must wish that Trump was still president. No, Putin and Chinese President Xi, they are delighted America has such a weak president. It's certainly true that Putin doesn't like Biden. That doesn't mean he's not happy that Biden's president, because it's opened a window of opportunity for Russia to do things it couldn't try in other circumstances. He does not want a strong United States. He does not want to see a strong U.S. president, and that's the situation we have right now.
You're listening to Fred Flights. He's currently the chief of staff, vice chair, I should say, of the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. And here's the other twist that's going on. It came out in a tweet from CBS News, which set their story in motion. The U.S. economy has been hit with increased gas prices, inflation, supply chain issues due to the Ukraine crisis. Yeah, me too. I thought all that was underway before this happened.
You know, of course it was underway before. The reason gas prices are high is because Biden has made it hard to produce gas. The best way Biden can stand up to Putin is to take all the limits off on energy production. Allow these companies to start drilling again. Turn the pipelines on from Canada that he shut down. Basically, Biden is paying for the Russian military machine by jacking up oil prices. And obviously, this was a problem before this Ukraine crisis. It's just amazing how the media is always trying to front for Democratic presidents and make excuses for them.
In January 21 through November 21, we bought 232 billion barrels of oil from Russia. And where we were an exporter, we're mostly an importer. In the last minute here, are any of these sanctions really going to matter to any extent?
I think they're fairly weak. There's no energy sanctions. The economic sanctions are fairly weak. And the fact that we promised the toughest sanctions ever if Russia invaded, and then we didn't do that, I think it's simply going to embolden Putin to push further.
Right now, Germany says it's not certifying and opening that pipeline under the Baltic Sea. At some point, they're going to say, we need it. They're going to open it, don't you think?
Yes, I understand that they are not certifying it for now.
For now. There we go. Fred, as always, glad to have you. I really appreciate your time.
Good to be here. Thanks, Larry.
Yes, sir. Fred Flights. Excellent. All right. He's got so much wealth of information, and as I say, now vice chair of the American First Policy Institute Center for American Security. Coming up, what the hell did we do yesterday that suddenly got us shut down on Facebook? Stand by.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, welcome back. We are at this time still live streaming at Larry Connors USA YouTube. Probably a good reason why we did not decide to live stream on Facebook, because Facebook has shut us down for at least 24 hours, and it's not very clear. I'll read to you what they're telling. I just tried to post on my personal Facebook. I have just a Larry Connors Facebook, which is more personal, and some exchanges about Harley riding, things like that. But Larry Connors USA Facebook page is meant for this program. I'm looking back over what we tried to put up yesterday. Let me see here. Let me check it one more time. I things can change on the dime. Give me one second. If you're watching right now, glad to have you. And if you don't remember our app, and you can open up one of your previous ones that we had posted for you, you'll be able to do that. So let's see here on YouTube again. They're saying, not the YouTube, on the Facebook. I had the wrong one again. As I say, they're still letting that one happen at this point. And I don't know what we did yesterday. I'm not the only one, obviously, that's ever had this happen. I know that, and I'm not trying to make myself a martyr. But I'm just trying to figure out what kind of community standard did we violate when other people can get on with all kinds of stuff. You and I both know they do. I'm looking at the lineup we had yesterday. I'll go through it. I see we had, according to the early demos, we had something like 800 people talking about whatever we were adding yesterday. I can't see that anything other than a quick brief, but trying to actually get on, and I'm at Larry Connors USA Facebook right now. Let me see if I can try to post. Oh, you can't post or comment for 24 hours. Here's the way it reads. This because you previously posted something that didn't follow our community standards. It goes against our standards on dangerous individuals and organizations, so only you can see it. Repeatedly violating our community standards can cause further account restrictions. If you think we made a mistake, you can disagree with the decision. But ha, 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 nothing's going to happen. They don't add that. I did. So I'm looking at, we posted yesterday for the program we just aired. And we put it up as a promo. Was this, this was the promo for the program, as a matter of fact, as to what we're going to have coming up. And I just simply said, Putin is pushing, Biden is lost. Is that wrong? Is that wrong? I can't read that in there because it's too light. You have to bring it. Go ahead and bring it in to me, if you would, please. If you're watching live stream, which is about the only way you can get us right now, Larry Connors USA live stream on, what is this now, Mark? A child is killed. Yeah, I was getting ready to read that one. Thank you. That was one of the other ones. But what I added is that on this particular promotion, we said Putin is pushing, Biden is lost. Then did you know that the truckers honking their horns is a way of saying Heil Hitler? I put that up, which that page that they put this up on. But again, looking at the content, we did also, when we put it up as a promotion, we added at one point the description for the second hour, which was a child is killed and could have been saved or something like that. Well, we're talking about a child, a four-year-old, that had been in foster care because when he was an infant, somebody like a parent or a guardian at that point tried to squeeze his skull with a palm and some traumatic injuries to the kid. The foster parents who were taking care of him were told that he'll probably never walk or do anything. Well, he's been walking and running and loves the Cardinals, had a dog, was having a good time, and the family wanted him back. And the foster family was saying, don't tell, you can't send that kid over there like that. And the pediatrician said the same. Guardian ad litem, protecting the child's interest, said, do not do it. They did it anyway. But then the judge said, well, we'll hold a court hearing to see how it's going. 2 days before they held the court hearing, the child was killed. Multiple traumatic injuries. The father arrested and charged. Not convicted, charged. So I didn't say he was convicted. What else did we promote? Oh, we had Marine retired Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood from the Heritage Foundation assessing Ukraine. Talked about our energy issues, the child abuse story that was in the first hour, as I mentioned. Oh, and then we talked about the trucker's convoy, the Freedom Convoy being organized in the U.S. Was that it? And we were referring to the Canadian and the Canadian Prime Minister who said that the honk honk is a way of saying Heil Hitler. Was that it? Well, you better get ready because we got more coming in the second hour. KXEN1010AM.com is our online and app you can hear from anywhere. KXEN1010AM.com. Or go back to previous Larry Connors USA Facebook pages and get more details. We'll be back. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.